There seems to be a growing trend of begging among some Ghanaians lately. What is striking is that fiscally abled persons have joined the bandwagon, virtually littering the streets, markets and bus terminals, among other places. For some, it's the quickest way of making money without much effort, perhaps next to cyber fraud. Though self-demeaning, the begging business seems to be booming. Bubu Klinogo, in this special report, examines the underlying factors of this trend from various perspectives and the way forward.
Beggars have existed in human society since the dawn of history, and they may be found in public places such as transport routes, busy markets, restaurants and car parks. Public opinion on begging is mixed.
Speaking from the biblical side, okay, Jesus says what, the poor will always be with us. So no matter what, in whatever jurisdiction you are in, there will be, you know, beggars on the road.
I think people beg because they don't have the fundamental things they need in life, so they beg to get money to acquire those things. People beg because of financial problems. They don't have money, they don't have any source of income, so they decide to beg. And also people beg because of disabilities. They can't work. Maybe someone is physically handicapped. Maybe your leg is amputated or your hand is amputated. There is no means to can work. So the only resource for you to get your daily bread is to beg.
Some people beg because not everybody has the opportunity to get the things they want in life. And not everybody gets smart enough to make the little they have count.
I think people beg because sometimes others can provide a square meal, and sometimes it's very hard for them to just survive, even clothing crown, some of them don't have.
Some beggars are lazy because if you look at majority of them, you could see these people are capable of working, but they decide not to work, and the only means they choose on is to stand by the roadside to beg.
It's because there's so much poverty in the country. Some people are naturally, you know, I wouldn't say they're naturally born beggars, but, you know, circumstances and situations make people beg for money.
There's no data on the number of beggars in Ghana, but a figure could be in the thousands. According to a professor of sociology at the University of Ghana, Chris Abochi, the increasing number of street beggars in Ghana is indicative of the weakening of the extended family system due to urbanization, but with economic undertones.
Society is inevitably undergo social changes, and basically what is happening to the extended family now is that it is gotten to a stage where we can say it has become weakened because of the major emphasis on the nucleation of the family. And this is happening particularly in the urban community, where because of the economic exigencies on the income of the urban dwellers, they tend to focus mostly on their own family in terms of their wives and their children. But if you look at the incomes that urbanites are earning, the incomes usually prove very inadequate in terms of how long it can take them and how wide it can be dispersed. So basically, when the urban dweller is able to pay his bills in terms of rent, in terms of food, in terms of school fees, in terms of many other utility bills, they virtually have nothing left that can cater for the demands of the extended family members. So what is basically happening is that the extended family obligations has been weakened.
To an economic and financial analyst, Isaac Adungu, the phenomenon is attributable to policy failure.
It's largely a policy failure. When you are engaged in economic activities and you have so many people who are employed and are actively engaged in generating economic development, they earn income, and so they are able to support themselves, and they do not find themselves onto the streets or engage in other activities to survive. Having people begging on the street, having people generally that are poor and vulnerable, struggling to earn a living, is a major concern that experience when you have government that is not evenly distributed.
According to a 69-year-old beggar and father of four, who has been in the business for well over 40 years, he came down south in search of his brother, but has been unable to locate him, and he resorted to begging as a means of survival. According to him, he has lost touch with his family up north and is therefore not in a position to return home. Be that as it may, will members of the public readily give to beggars?
I don't give to beggars because I think they have families who can take care of them.
I always give to people who are begging because not everybody is advantage enough. And then that's the way my parents trained me. So
anytime I have money and I see a beggar, I just try to help. At least anyone can be in their shoes.
It depends on how I feel for the person. Sometimes I see the person and I'm just touched and I feel like giving. I can't say I give to beggars. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Some religions are said to endorse begging for certain classes of adherents, but according to some Christian and Muslim leaders, the assertion is not entirely true. Reverend Dr. Kobena Obuni Frimpong is the General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana.
If you read the Bible, there's space Those who are strong must support those who are weak. In that case, if we have people in society who are in need, who deserve support, they must be supported. But I don't think, again, in the Bible, people must take advantage of their weakness and just take undue advantage of others. But people who can work, the help they need may not be just putting some coins into their palms, but the help they need is to rehabilitate them, finding them a trade, something to learn. But unfortunately, because begging has become a faster, quicker way of getting money and support, there are those who want to choose that. But this one CD, two CD, five CDs here, you end up worsening the people you want to help, because human dignity is important. There's dignity in work.
Sheikh Kwame Mahmoud is an Islamic scholar.
God said in the Holy Quran that if Allah wants to help you, there is no one who can help him. And if he doesn't want to help you, who is there who can help you besides Allah? In Allah, let believers put their trust. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once said, there are three things which I swear to be true. Among these, he mentioned, when a man opens a door for begging, Allah opens for him a door to want and poverty. And that is why you see those who beg from door to door always remain needy and destitute. And in another hadith too, he said that he who begs from people to increase what he possesses is asking for live coal of hellfire. So let him ask little or much. And under tradition too, he said, if one who suffers from starvation approaches other men, his suffering will not come to an end. But if he approaches Allah, he will provide livelihood for him. If you put your trust in Allah, God will relieve you from all your problems. So it is not recommended that people should take to begging from the person. And that even the zakat money is supposed to do that.
Under the laws of Ghana, street begging is prohibited, but some are of the opinion that criminalization is not the way out. So what could be the appropriate approach? Isaac Adongo has some ideas.
To be able to address that, you need to implement aggressively the Ghana National Social Protection Strategy. And the National Social Protection Strategy basically aims at identifying poor and vulnerable people and targeting assistance to them, either in terms of empowering them or in terms of making cash transfers to support their income, or finding a way to include them in the development agenda. And you will notice that currently in Ghana, the Ministry of Women and Children Affairs was realigned into the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection. And the focus is on social protection as a means of implementing the Ghana National Social Protection Strategy.
Professor Abochi.
The angle lies in the creation of jobs by the government, and not only jobs, but jobs which carry meaningful salaries, which can then help members of families to look after their extended relations.
From all indications, street begging is a hydra-headed problem which needs to be tackled from all angles. This starts from the individual, who must choose a more dignifying means of survival. Physical disability cannot be an excuse.
Bubu Klinogo with that special report.